Roseanne, welcome to Drive.
Hello there.
So, what are some of the reasons that the festive season has a negative impact on mental health?
Well, I think that one of the posts that I read on Beyond Blue forum puts it really nicely from Lonely Heart 101. He said that I feel miserable most other times, but my negative feelings multiply around Christmas. And I think that this is because Christmas is a time that brings out love and joy. However, it can be a time that exemplifies underlying feelings of isolation, lack of support and loneliness for some.
And do you think this is because some people might be isolated during the festive season?
That's right. So I'll just help with the distinction of terms. As an epidemiologist, I do like specifying what we're talking about. So social isolation generally is such as living alone and without a partner. And some people can be living alone, but they have a lot of social support, which is more a subjective feeling. So they might engage in a lot of activities and they feel supported. They have family, friends around. And then loneliness is a separate, what I call a separate measure of it's a feeling of being alone. So it's really important to understand that social isolation is a strong risk factor for loneliness. However, loneliness can arise when social isolation is not present. So this sometimes is called or termed alone in a crowd. And that we know that loneliness is then a strong predictor for poor mental health, so that loneliness can lead to increased feelings of depressive symptoms. So you can see how this causal direction or direction of effects can happen over time, and that at Christmas time, sometimes we start feeling around people that we have in our lives because it is a time that generally we come together.
And I guess this kind of stuff is not what people think of when they think about the Christmas period. Do you think this, this kind of isolation and loneliness is a new thing around the Christmas period these days?
I think we're certainly more aware of it. So when I started looking into social isolation and loneliness back in 2016, the figures were around 10% of Australians were considered lonely, and 1 in 6 were considered in the older adult population were socially isolated. But now the figures are much higher. So most recently I read a statistic that 1 in 4 or 25% of Australians feel lonely, and in Australia, 1 in 4 people aged over 65 are socially isolated. So my topic, research topic, is in older adults, so I do tend to revert to the statistics there. What's important to understand is that in Australia, our rates of social isolation and loneliness are much higher than other countries. So I'm not sure what's different about Australia. That's what I'm trying to work out with some of my research. But just to be aware that we're a country of socially isolated and lonely people, which is a bit unfortunate.
What do you think are some of the signs to pick up on when someone might be feeling down?
So it is important to understand that just because someone's socially isolated, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily lonely. I'm not sure directly of the signs for loneliness, but the Beyond Blue website does have a range of things to look out for if you are interested in, if you're worried about someone close to you around their mental health, and you can see what some of the aspects there. So withdrawing from activities may be one of the indications that someone has a poor mental health. What I would recommend, though, is that if you are worried about someone, simply ask them a direct question about whether they feel lonely can be helpful. So bringing it out and discussing it with them could be the first starting step.
Yeah, and I know some people I know are around this time when they know someone might not have, you know, a family lunch to go to or something like that, they invite them along to, you know, be included in a Christmas celebration somewhere. I think that might be a great thing to do when people might think someone, you know, doesn't have anyone during the Christmas period.
That's right. So if you are hosting a Christmas event, you do have the opportunity to invite those around you, and you may want to reserve the lunch or dinner for immediate family and have a certain time as an open house for people that may be alone on Christmas Day or even a party the day before or day after, and invite people into your home and into your lives to make sure they feel supported and connected.
And I'm sure it'd make your Christmas better too.
Exactly. So there's a couple of other hints that I have here. If someone is feeling that they are socially isolated, the Queensland government has a site titled Avoiding Social Isolation, and if you type that into Google, you'll come up with a lovely website, and they have a list of activities that you can change or do if you're feeling like you would like to be more socially engaged. For instance, engaging in a healthy diet, exercising regularly, creating and maintaining fulfilling friendships, which can be difficult, we understand. Join in social activities to meet new people, which is really important because as we our lives go on, we're not going to keep the same friends. And I think that a statistic is every 7 years, our friendship group does tend to change. And so we need to change with that and be very proactive with getting new friends. You can also learn something new, find a hobby and get a pet is on the list and become an active member of your neighbourhood through volunteering or participating in community programs and groups if you have time. So they're all really great things to do. But before that, my personal opinion would be to sit down and write a list about what you actually would like to do, what your interests are, what they have been, and they might not be exactly the same thing. So, for instance, you might have enjoyed riding horses, but you can no longer engage in that activity, but you might still want to be around horses and groom them. But just articulating what your interests are can be really great for communicating with the people around you and seeing if they're interested in joining you.
And so are all those activities you listed up on the Beyond Blue website?
So the activities I just listed then was from the Queensland Government website called Avoiding Social Isolation, if you type that into Google. The Beyond Blue have a fantastic online forum, and it's really great because you can see old posts there from people. You can see that there is quite a lot of other people having these issues, particularly around holidays and Christmas season, around social isolation and loneliness and how it affects them. And people do respond, and it's an online community to make sure that you don't feel quite as lonely as before you got onto the forum. It's a really lovely place to go.
And yeah, I think this is a great thing to think about during Christmas because, you know, some people are caught up in their own things, and there are some people who aren't having the same experience. So it's a good thing to keep in mind during the Christmas period. Dr. Frigg Polly, thank you so much for joining us here on Drive.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.